KGVM is supported by Steep Mountain Tea House. Open daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Steep Mountain Tea offers dine-in, to-go, curbside pickup, local delivery, and shipping services. Featuring hot and iced teas, homemade chai lattes, bubble tea, kombucha, and bulk loose leaf tea. Visit Steep Mountain at 402 East Main Street in Bozeman. Find them online at www.steepmtnt.com. That's www.steepmtnta.com. Or call 577-2740 to learn more about their products and offerings.
KGVM is grateful for the support of the Bozeman Daily Chronicle, Gallatin Valley's newspaper. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle, empowering the community. Online at bozemandailychronicle.com and available through subscription in print or online. More information at bozemandailychronicle.com.
You are listening to KGVM Bozeman 95.9 FM and streaming online at kgvm.org. KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley, your community radio station. And here at your community radio station is Carrie's Film Score Extravaganza. This week, we're going a little bit back in time to the score from the 1960 massive Roman epic Spartacus. I almost say biblical epic because that was what was all in vogue at the time, but Spartacus is unique in that it is a Roman period drama, but it does not have any biblical overtones. It's worth pointing out that the star of the film, Kirk Douglas, he supposedly was, disappointed that he had been passed over by William Wyler, for the title role in Ben-Hur a few years earlier. William Wyler, of course, elected Charlton Heston for Ben-Hur, and Douglas wanted to show that he could pull off a big epic film set in the time of the Roman Empire. And his production company, ended up acquiring, the novel Spartacus by Howard Fast, which is loosely based on the historical story of a slave who led a massive rebellion against the Roman Empire. And there was a long back and forth before Douglas was actually able to get it going. Even after he purchased the film rights to the novel, he managed to convince Universal Studios to jointly finance the movie. And he also stoked controversy by bringing in the blacklisted screenwriter Dalton Trumbo and insisting that he get screen credit. This is largely, regarded as one of the key decisive moments that brought an end to the decade-long practice of blacklisting writers in Hollywood for suspected communist sympathies. And originally, the director who Douglas, approached was Anthony Mann, but who apparently was fired by Douglas after 1 week of shooting. And then Douglas, as a punt option, brought in Stanley Kubrick, and that was how the film ended up actually getting made. It was a massive critical and commercial success in 1960. It earned back 9 times what its original budget was, and, it received about 8 Academy Award nominations. It was and is a hugely, impressive epic film. And, I have to say it's probably one of my personal favorites of, the Roman, costume drama. It's like, it's really up there at the top. And also, of course, we are here to talk about the score that was put together by longtime Hollywood composer Alex North. There are some folks who would include this on lists of the top musics, you know, music scores for a film of all time, which, well, you can have a listen for yourself. It's worth noting that North, you know, was very passionate about the film and, you know, did over a year of research before he actually wrote the score for the movie. And he ended up employing a number of different orchestras for the film. You know, the B orchestra consisted of 76 musicians, and that supports most of the film's scenes. And then the A orchestra had 26 violins, which increased it to 102 musicians. The main theme and the film's conclusion number, they ended up having 120 musicians, which is kind of amazing. And there are all sorts of things. There are, you know, dulcimers and a flute, a guitar, a harp, marimba, a Chinese oboe, Chinese T-bells, a Yugoslav flute, bagpipes, a novichord, and, you know, an electronic keyboard, you know, mandolins and percussions. Yet Alex North, in the end, insisted that he wanted all of this because he wanted to have a modern score as a dissonant flavor with the historic setting of the film. And this is his quotation about the film and his score, which it's worth sharing. Quote, "It has something to say about the world, which existed then and which still exists. I decided here to conjure up the feelings of pre-Christian Rome, not by resorting to archaisms and clichés, but in terms of my own contemporary modern style, simply because the theme of Spartacus, the struggle for freedom and human dignity, is every bit as relevant in today's world as it was then. I wanted to interpret the past in terms of the present." With that in mind, we'll go ahead and have a listen to a major score from a major composer for a major film. Nominated for 8 Academy Awards and, you know, it won 4, including Best Cinematography, Best Art Direction, Best Costume Design, and Best Supporting Actor. Thank you, Peter Ustinov. It has a great cast as well, with Laurence Olivier, Gene Simmons, Charles Laughton, Tony Curtis, John Gavin, and the very magnificently, you know, memorable magnificent Trident fighter who, you know, Kirk Douglas is forced to face off again, Woody Strode, who has no dialogue but makes an amazing appearance. So here we go, from 1960. Here we have, directed by Stanley Kubrick, Spartacus, with the score from